Johnny presents the new Philip Morris program, The Talent Theater. A great new show, a great idea, starring our own Ginny Sims. Johnny, Johnny in his red coat and brass buttons, stepping out of store windows and counters all over America to present the new Philip Morris program with splendid professional entertainers whose careers were interrupted by their call to arms. Philip Morris considers it a high privilege to assist back into the theatrical limelight these people who have done their share toward final victory. Johnny presents Edgar Fairchild and his orchestra, the Philip Morris Songsters, and our own charming star, Your Girl Tuesday, Sergeant Ginny Sims.
Oh, sweet and lovely Lady Be Good. Oh, Lady Be Good to me. So, lady, be good to me. Oh, please have some pity. I'm all alone in this big city. I tell you, I'm just a lonesome babe in the wood. So, lady, be good to me.
Well, it's Tuesday night again, and Talent Theater time on our brilliant Philip Morris stage. Tonight we have another fine, lively show by a distinguished cast, distinguished for having all been members of the armed forces, as well as professional entertainers before the war interrupted their careers. We're off to a glittering start with the piano team of Rack Godwin and Edie Griffith. Rack Godwin is back from the wars, where he was a radioman on a C-47 troop transport that saw plenty of action. 110 missions, to be exact. Philip Morris and Johnny present with pride.
Former Staff Sergeant, United States Army Air Force, Rack Godwin.
Well, it's certainly very nice to have you with us, Rack. But where did you ever get that name?
Well, John Murray Anderson, the well-known stage and motion picture director, heard me play once, and he called me Rack, short for Rack Malinoff. When Anderson gives you a nickname, you're marked for life.
Well, it seems to me that you have some other distinguishing things about you, like the Distinguished Flying Cross, the Air Medal and Cluster, the European Theater Ribbon with 9 battle stars, and the Presidential Unit Citation. I think that's wonderful.
Ginny, don't forget his Good Conduct Medal.
And the Good Conduct Medal. Thank you, Edie Griffith.
After all, the Good Conduct Medal is the hardest to get.
Well, are you going to tell us it's easier to be brave than to behave?
Well, all I know is what I read in Yank and Stars and Stripes.
Well, I see. Now, how did you two get together, Edie and Rack?
Well, Ginny, I came back a few months ago on an overseas furlough and found Edie playing the piano in the nightclub where I used to work. She was so good that when I was discharged 4 weeks ago, I teamed up with her in our twin piano act.
And now you're both in business at the old stand, huh?
Yes, Ginny, but we'd like to add radio and recording to our activities.
And we want you to make your bid for those things right here on our Philip Morris platform. What are you and Edie going to play for us tonight, Rack?
Our own special treatment of a number our audiences have always liked. It's called The Gaucho.
And now Rack Godwin and Edie Griffith are seating themselves at the two grand pianos on our Philip Morris stage to play as you've never heard it played before, the Gaucho. Godwin and Edie Griffith for a rousing, built-to-order version of the Gaucho. That was a fine demonstration of how to make fans and influence people in radio and recording. However, we also think that you'd be a brilliant act spotted into a smart Class A motion picture. What do you think, Rack?
Never contradict a lady, I always say.
Well, Edie?
Well, never contradict a gentleman who doesn't want to contradict a lady, I always say.
Which is all we want to know. Thank you, Rack Godwin and Edie Griffith. We think your twin pianos have the keys to the kingdom of success. Goodbye and good luck to both of you. The Philip Morris Talent Theater now nominates for national recognition Mr. John Buschello, with whom you shouldn't want to have any trouble, if you could possibly help it. For soft-spoken, smiling John Buschello, in addition to his other duties in the Army, taught boxing and jiu-jitsu, well, however you say it, jiu-jitsu. But on record, he'd rather sing you to sleep. For past services rendered, for future success expected, Philip Morris and Johnny present with pride.
Former Corporal, Special Services, United States Army Field Artillery, John Buschello.
Well, greetings, John Buschello.
Hello, Jenny.
We give you big hello. I heard Paul Muni say that in a movie once, and I've always wanted to get to say it myself.
Thanks, Jenny, and I give you big hello.
Well, thank you. Then on to facts and figures, fancies and fun. Say, what did you do in the Army, John, besides teaching the men boxing and judo?
I arranged entertainments for the men, singing and directing. And I even composed music sometimes.
Oh, you wrote music, too.
Well, as a matter of fact, Jenny, one of the songs I wrote for one of our cam shows was Riding Herd on the Cloud. And you sang it on your program 20 months ago.
Why, of course. What a small world this is, John. How are you?
Big hello, Jenny.
Big hello. Did the Army bring out any, all that versatility in you?
Well, not exactly. I did many things in the theater before the war.
Tell us about John's other life, will you?
Oh, I sang in nightclubs, wrote songs, and I was dance director for Eastern companies of musicals like Of Thee I Sing, Shari, The Chocolate Soldier, and others.
Which of your talents are you concentrating on now, John?
I'm continuing voice study at the Los Angeles Conservatory of Music under the GI Bill of Rights.
Then it must be a postgraduate course, because we consider your ability a firmly established fact right now. Will you respond to our vote of confidence, sir, in the customary manner with music?
I'd be glad to, Jenny, with the song the whole country is singing, I should care.
And so should certain producers in radio and motion pictures. We hope they're listening because John Buschallo may be a solution to their cares. Good luck, John.
I should go around weeping. I should care. I should go without sleeping. Strangely enough, I sleep well, except for a dream or two. Then I count my sheep well. Funny how sheep can lull you to sleep. So I should care. I should let it upset me. I should care. But it just doesn't get me. Maybe I won't find someone as lovely as you. But I should care, and I do. I should let it upset me. I should care. But it just doesn't get me. Maybe I won't find someone as lovely as you. But and I do.
Fine work, John Buschallo. Good work, John. If you can get it, we definitely expect you to get a lot of it. John Buschallo is over 6 feet tall, lean, athletic, and handsome in the unconventional Gregory Peck manner. His stage experience gives him stage presence and poise. He knows his exits and his entrances, and we stoutly believe that John's exit from our studio should mark his entrance into someone else's studio on a long-term basis. John, we thank you. We give you big goodbye.
I give you big goodbye, Jenny, and many, many thanks.
Good luck, John.
Good luck to you.
Jenny Sims will return in just a moment to sing an old George Gershwin favorite, Embraceable You. Tonight I have some good news that I'm more than happy to tell you. Every day now, more and more Philip Morris cigarettes are on the way to cigarette dealers all over America. From now on, your dealer should have more and more. In the future, you should be supplied more often than not. So call for Philip Morris, the one cigarette no other replaces. The one cigarette scientifically proved less irritating to the nose and throat. Yes, here is proof that goes far beyond any claims or opinions. For I refer to the findings of a group of distinguished doctors. Findings which show that when smokers change to Philip Morris, substantially every case of irritation of the nose and throat due to smoking either cleared completely or definitely improved. A full report of these authoritative findings has appeared in a leading medical journal for the information of all doctors. How good to know, how great to enjoy this extra advantage in Philip Morris. For an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. It is this ounce of prevention, this extra protection, that has won millions of smokers to Philip Morris cigarettes. Philip Morris superiority is recognized by eminent medical authorities. No other cigarette can make that statement.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, my irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grows tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the tipsy in me. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to mama.
The Philip Morris Talent Theater now presents a little story on the familiar theme of boy meets girl. One day in 1941, a pretty pianist named Dorothy Daniels and a young guitar player named Arthur Todd met on the bandstand of the Biltmore Hotel in Providence, Rhode Island. And one of them wasn't supposed to be there. And Dorothy had come all the way from Boston to be there. Miss Daniels and Mr. Todd had words as to who was going on and who was not. They just couldn't get along at all. And so, 6 months later, they were married. Ladies and gentlemen, Arthur and Dorothy Todd have solved the problem of who goes on and who does not by both going on together, as Philip Morris and Johnny present with pride.
Former Sergeant, the United States Army Service Forces, Arthur Todd.
Well, Arthur, do you solemnly testify that the foregoing yarn was the truth, the whole truth, and nothing except?
Well, that's the way we met, Jenny, and became a duo. Even the Army couldn't part us after that. Ask Dorothy.
Ask Dorothy, he says. All right, Dorothy?
Well, when Arthur went into the Army, I went right along to work in the library at the camp where Arthur was stationed.
And you've been working together since you were both discharged, so to speak, huh?
Well, we've been working on some local stations, and we've been on a limited network, but we'd sure admire a full network show.
And we think you belong on a full network. Say, we're investing our confidence in you tonight, and we'd like you to back up our investment with some notes, will you?
That's a deal, Jenny.
All right, what did the notes all add up to?
Put on your old gray bonnet.
It's Dorothy Todd at the piano and Arthur Todd with his guitar solving the question of who goes on when by going on together with Put On Your Old Gray Bonnet.
Put on your old gray bonnet. Come on, Mae, we're going on a spree. It's our golden anniversary.
Now, just a minute, Sid, till I put on my bonnet. You know, the one with the ribbons on it.
Okay, I'll get the shade and we'll be on our way.
Put on your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbons on it, and we'll hitch old Dobbin to the shade. Through the fields of clover we will ride to Dover on our golden wedding day.
Put on your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbons on it, and we'll hitch old Dobbin to the shade. Through the fields of clover we will ride to Dover on our golden wedding.
Get into the groove. You sound like a horse with just one hoop.
Now listen here, Mame, I can jam this thing. What's this guitar swing?
Old Dobbin to the shade, shade. Through the fields of clover, baby, on our wedding day, our wedding day, on our golden wedding day.
Bravo, Dorothy. Very fine, Dorothy and Arthur Todd, for a blue ribbon job on that old gray bonnet. We earnestly hope that the people high in radio who foregather to dine and to make deals at the Hollywood Brown Derby and had an ear bent toward Todd's gray bonnet. We have a strong feeling that producers will pull a very lively spot for a radio series out of that picturesque old hat. Radio needs it, the Todds deserve it, and here's hoping, Dorothy and Arthur. Very best of luck to both of you.
Thank you, Jenny. Goodbye. Thank you.
In observance of George Gershwin Jubilee Week, our lovely Jenny Sims will return in just a moment to sing one of his greatest numbers, The Man I Love. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you can begin. Note, I said begin to pack up your cigarette troubles and smile, smile, smile. Yes, those troubles are coming toward the end. Although huge shipments are still going to our fighting forces, more and more Philip Morris cigarettes are now going to your dealer. From now on, he'll be able to supply you with Philip Morris a good part of the time. Soon you will get Philip Morris every time you call for Philip Morris. So join Johnny's call for Philip Morris now. Keep it up tomorrow. Philip Morris, made by Americans, for Americans, to suit American tastes. Philip Morris, America's finest popular price cigarette.
The man I love.
And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. Look at me and smile, I'll understand, and in a little while, you'll take my hand, and though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him someday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. A little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man. Maybe I shall meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day.
Goodbye, Johnny. We'll be seeing you in the windows and on the counters during the week, and hearing you over the same station next week at this time, when you will again present the Philip Morris Talent Theater. A great show, a great idea, starring your girl Tuesday, Sergeant Jenny Sims.
Until next Tuesday, then, this is Jenny Sims saying thank you and good night. Pleasant dreams wherever you are.
It's happening all over America. Thousands who never smoked pipes before are turning to Revelation. It's the pipe tobacco you can inhale. You can inhale it just like cigarettes. Try Revelation in a pipe. So mild, cool, and gentle. Ask for Revelation. Only 15 cents. This is Frank Graham saying goodnight for Jenny Sims and the Philip Morris Talent Theater.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.